introduce our esteemed speakers for this evening. They are top 50 income earners, five-star winners, part of the Millionaire Club, and also hosts of Power Trip Texas. So I am so excited to introduce national consultants Richard and Mary Amoido. Are you guys on here?
We are. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And we definitely want to take a minute here because, you know, a lot of people don't know this. If you're new to Ambit or depending on how long you've been a part of Ambit, you know, for over 12 years, Brian McClure, our number one income earner, has been hosting this business builder call at 9 o'clock Sunday Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, really since almost since the beginning of Ambit. And only since about September of last year, he kind of turned that over to Mary and myself. And, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do was kind of mix it up a little bit and have different hosts on. And it's gone really, really well. But I will say this, that, you know, over the past few months, Amber and Deborah, you guys have done an outstanding job at hosting this call. And you've had some incredible speakers that have been on this call that have never been on the Business Builder call ever. And some of those people will be obviously returning guest speakers in the months to come as well as they share some of their progress and their big promotions that they're making along the way. But it's just been so exciting and refreshing to have the mixing up of hosts, but more importantly, what you guys have brought to the table with just bringing some incredible interviews, people sharing their stories, and just, I mean, the recordings that we've gotten from that have been just incredible training materials. And we just, Mary and I just personally want to thank you guys for the contribution that you've made to Ambit over the past few months. And it's just been awesome. I mean, it's been awesome for us to listen in and see that going on. And I just really, really appreciate the time and effort that you guys put into it, because, you know, it doesn't happen by itself. You know, there's times where I'm texting you guys, hey, who's the guest speaker for this week? And, you know, sometimes it's a scramble, and sometimes you got to figure out because someone had a scheduling conflict. So we know that there's more to just hosting the call sometimes than just hosting the call. And there's all the behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody sees you guys do. And it's just been awesome, and we just thoroughly, thoroughly thank you for doing that, for the time that you guys did. We really appreciate it. I know all of Ambit does as well.
Well, thank you, Richard.
It's been an incredible experience. We've enjoyed it. I know Amber, more than me, has been like, you know, my kids don't want to be in bed yet on Sunday night. So this is a good time for you to take it back from us. But it has been our pleasure as well. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, truly an honor. So thank you very much, Richard.
Yeah, you bet, you bet. And, you know, one of the things about when you host a call like this, you know, it's obviously you start picking people that you want to get a little deeper and get into their story that you may not have gotten already. And so I hope that you guys have, you know, received that kind of value as well, to where it wasn't just doing the work, so to speak. It was, you know, you were extracting stuff from putting yourself in that position to be able to do that as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
There's a couple of people out there that, one in particular, that promised me that she would be on the call. When she heard that we weren't going to be hosting, she goes, oh, then I get to get out of that. But I don't want her to get out of that, so I'm going to share who that is with you. I'll text you. Okay.
Okay. That's awesome.
She's incredible. So people need to hear from her and hear her story.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing that's really great about whether it's your, you know, your team call that you do with your upline leadership or getting on a cross-line leaders call, you know, and sometimes you can't make the call or getting on the business builder call, you know, I think most people record their calls so you can always hear the call, whether it's on your commute to work or, you know, later in the evening on an off night or whatever. But what people have to realize in Ambit is that you can't learn everything in 4 days. You know, there are things that you learn over time. And so if you're like day one in Ambit right now today, you know, we can't teach you everything you're going to learn in a year in the next 4 days. Just can't do it. Your head might explode. We have a simple business model, but there's work that goes into it to get the payoffs that you're looking for and to make those promotions and create yourself as a leader and help raise up other leaders. And all that stuff happens over time. What I'd like to refer to as like drip training. And as long as you're being dripped on multiple times a week from people who are further down the road than you are, then you're going to grow. You're going to learn. If you're taking that information in, you're taking some action, which means you're taking a little bit of risk, and then you're getting coaching from somebody that you're working with closely in your upline leadership, then you're going to grow, and you're going to promote, and you're going to make more money. I've never seen it not work that way. I've seen people quit too soon, but I've never seen it work the way that I just talked about and somebody fail and not make money and have this be something that's going to start funding their goals and dreams in the short or near-term future. So, but anyways, I just, I love these calls. I love getting on other leaders' calls. I you know, Mary and I are in constant learning mode, so I just thank you guys for helping us grow and learn along the way on this one.
Yeah, and also I wanted to say thank you for being people who stretch other leaders too. So I know you guys taking this on was a stretch for you, and you've grown tremendously, which is awesome, and that you're not letting somebody off the hook is actually you guys standing for them growing in their own leadership. So that's all part of the business, and so we so appreciate you. Love you guys. Looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks at Ambition in Texas.
Yes.
Me too. I'm so excited. We are excited. Well, thank you guys again.
Yeah, thank you. So tonight on the call, Richard and I are going to share a little bit about our story. I know a lot of people have heard our story, but I think a lot of people have not heard our story also. And then we're also going to field some questions, and you can post your questions. There's a Facebook group that's called Ambit Business Builder Call, and it's on Facebook. And it's a Facebook page. I'm so social media illiterate, so it's a Facebook page. Look for it, Ambit Business Builder Call, and you can post your questions that you want to ask us. On this page, we're going to post leaders that are coming up, information, local trainings, regional trainings, anything that we hear about, we're going to post it on here. A lot of times you don't hear about everything that's happening because you may not be in that area, but you might have somebody who is starting in that area, so it's great for you to know about what's happening in different local areas. It's also where we're going to post information about replay, recordings, the upcoming speakers, a great place for you to request speakers or to also request questions to be asked of particular speakers. So you know that, John Doe, the leader in New York, is going to be on the call on Sunday, and you've got a specific question you would love to have him answer, put it on the Facebook page, and we'll get to those also. So great way for us to communicate back and forth. So we're going to share a little bit about our story, and then any questions that are on that Facebook page, Ambit Business Builder Call, we are going to address as many questions as we can. So just post away, and we'll go from there. But Richard and I started in this business, 13 years ago?
Almost
13 years ago. And it was funny. I had left a great career that I absolutely loved in engineering because I worked all the time. I never saw my family. I literally would go to work, and it was dark, and I'd come home, it was dark. And days, weeks, some feels like months, I literally did not see my family. But I loved what I did. I made a ton of money. I had a great company I worked for. I loved the people I worked with. I loved what I did, but I hated the hours. And so Richard and I eventually got into the mortgage business because my sister was in that business, and it was during a refi boom, and I was looking for a way to have some flexibility. I thought, you know what, being a business owner, I could be more flexible. Richard had always owned his own businesses. He'd always worked pretty much from home. And so I thought, you know what, that'd be nice to be able to call my own shots and do my own thing. And after 4 years in the mortgage business, realized that the people who called my shots were our clients. So we worked all the time in that business. And now I'm working all the time again in a business I absolutely hate. I could not stand being in the mortgage business. It was 4 long, grueling years for me. But during that time, our really good friends had reached out to us about Ambit, and I was so bogged down working 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours a week, and that was on a good week. And I had Vivian, our second child, was just born, she was definitely less than a year. And I remember them talking to me about this business, and I said, there's no way. I'm not even open to it. La, 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 I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And she kept talking to me. I kept telling her no. And then one day, the 4 of us were having dinner, and John looked at me, her husband, and said, listen, I know you told Terry no, but we met this guy in your office a few weeks ago, and I think he'd be really great in Ambit. Do you mind if we talk to him? And I said, no, of course not. Here's his name. Here's his number. Good luck to you. Well, a few days later, we had dinner again, and he looked at us and he said, listen, I talked to your friend, and he's going to get started in the business, and my question is, we think he's going to do really, really well. Do you want us to make all the money, or do you want to make some money too? And Richard literally whipped out his credit card, threw it down on the table, said, put us in the business. Because he knew it was network marketing, he knew there was an opportunity, and he did not want to miss out on the business. Now, I don't even think you knew the name of the company or the industry or what it was. Did you know any of that or how much it cost?
I knew it was energy. I didn't know how much it cost. And
we hadn't seen a presentation or a compensation plan.
No.
We just trusted our friends, and we thought, you know what, we've invested in businesses before. We've made money. We've lost money. And so we really weren't concerned. And I looked at Richard and said, listen, you do what you want to do, but don't talk to me about the business. I'm not going to meetings. I'm not talking to people. My plate is full and overflowing. I barely have time to breathe, much less another business. So we went right back into our business. We didn't touch anything with Ambit. You know, things just kept rolling. And then all of a sudden we got a check. And I thought, oh, this is pretty exciting. It was a residual check. It was $12. And I looked at Richard and I thought, I know you're not great in math, but $12 doesn't even cover this monthly website. Like, what are we supposed to do with this? He said, let's wait. Let's just see what happens. Well, over the next few months, that residual grew. And I remember one day waking up completely sick of the mortgage business, thinking I was done. We were going to get shut down our business, and our residual was growing every month with Ambit. And since we had decided we were shutting down our business, I thought, you know what, I'm going to call Terry, I'm going to ask her, what is this business? Help explain it to me. Because by then we were making a few hundred dollars in residual income. And I thought, man, if we could start one person and make a few hundred dollars, maybe I could find a few more like that and make $1,000 or $2,000 in residual. And then we'll start another business. We'll go do a real business. I mean, we were not thinking that Ambit was going to be a real business for us. I mean, I really thought that Richard was trying to come up with the next business because he's the entrepreneur, I'm the engineer. And we were either going to start another business or I was going to go back to engineering. And, you know, I remember going to our first business presentation and meeting Chris Chambliss and Jerry Thompson Jr. at the presentation. And I had such a great feeling about those men. And I went home and I studied the compensation plan, and I got my little Excel spreadsheet out and I crunched some numbers, and I thought, what if I'm the worst consultant ever, but I was just consistent and we just stayed at it. And I kept crunching the numbers and I kept making a worst case scenario and worst case scenario and worst case scenario and worst, like just making it worse and worse and worse. And I thought, man, I would be an idiot if I didn't focus some time and attention on this business. So I came home, I told Richard, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to do a little something with this Ambit thing. He goes, well, go ahead. You know, he's like, good luck to you. Go for it. And that's when I started to realize that when I started studying this compensation plan, I really thought this could be it for us. I thought, man, I think we could make some money out of this. And I realized really quickly after studying the compensation plan that if I did not want to go back to a job and I did not want to go work in a company or do something else, I knew that just because of how the compensation plan worked, I had to get to a senior consultant as quick as possible, because that was the only shot of making any kind of income that was going to make enough money to keep me from having to go back to work. I mean, it wasn't going to replace our income, but it would have been enough to keep me from going back to a full-time job or to start another kind of traditional business. And so that was our focus. I mean, we didn't have any training. There was no Power Zone. There was no Ambit University. There was none of that stuff. And I just knew that I had to get there as quick as possible. There was no video. And so we just did everything that we knew possibly to do. And I just knew I had to talk to a whole bunch of people. It's kind of like how we started our mortgage business. We called everybody we knew and said, hey, we're in business. Who do you know, or who can you refer me to, or you know my, and it was easy for us to do because we had already started our own business before, and so we just did what we had done before, and we just let everybody know we were in business, and that's how we promoted really quickly. And I share this story with you because, you know, a lot of times we say in our business, you know, don't ever leave a prospective consultant without getting referral, because they could lead you to someone. Always get into their warm market, and that's exactly what our friends did. And then timing is everything. Just because somebody said no to you one time doesn't mean it's no forever. It's just the timing isn't right. And even when we got started, just because we got started didn't mean that we were in the business, and just because we said no, we weren't building it, didn't mean that eventually at some point the timing would be perfect for us to do something with Ambit. And that's why now, right before Ambition, is a great time for you to call everybody in your coded organization to invite them to get registered for Ambition, whether they're active or not. Just ask them, you know, are you ready to re-engage in Ambit? Would now be a good time for you to re-engage? Would you be open to taking a fresh look at what your Ambit business can do for you? Because you never know what's happening in their life that now is the time that they really need to do something. You know, a lot of people, their kids graduated from high school in May, they're starting college next month, and they have no way to pay for it. And so they might be looking at, oh my gosh, this is a great way for me to help pay for my son or my daughter's education where I didn't have anything 3 months ago. And 6 months ago, that wasn't important to them. But now it's important to them. So timing is everything. That's why it's so important for you to touch base with your consultants. I'm not talking about, you know, trying to talk somebody into anything. I'm just talking about, you know, just giving people a call and just saying, hey, are you open to taking a fresh look at Ambit? And, hey, are you open to reengaging in your Ambit business? Because that literally takes you 30 seconds, a couple of minutes, and getting one person re-engaged will probably take you a whole lot less time than sponsoring someone new. And I know in our business, people always say it's easier to give birth than to raise the dead. I get that, but all you're doing is checking for a pulse. It doesn't take long to check for a pulse. You're not trying to raise the dead. You're just checking for a pulse. And you're just seeing where people are in that. And so that's always my recommendation. Before simulcast, before Ambition, before Power Trip, it's always great to re-engage someone and see if they're open to that. And when did you get engaged in the game?
See, I'm still a little hung up, and I'm, you know, not good at math. You know, maybe not algebra or calculus, but, you know. Anyway, I'm still a little hung up on that. I'm gonna let that go here in just a minute. But, you know, it was funny. You know, I can remember being in the mortgage office, and it was about April of 2007. And Mary was on a bachelorette trip to Vegas with her sister. And I logged into the Power Zone, and I saw that we had, you know, these different colored dots, and there was these dollars next to it. And we were regional consultants, I think, at the time.
And we had been senior by then.
Well, maybe we were just barely senior. And I saw those numbers, and I called up Mary, and I said, hey, what's going on? I don't understand what this is here. She goes, well, that's the money we're making next week and so forth. And I said, really? I said, all right. I said, well, let me see what I can do. And so I reached out to some of those people, started talking to them and see what I could do to help them get their customers, and talked to a few prospective consultants. And, you know, what happened was I ended up closing my office door. No one could get to me. The processors couldn't get to me. The other loan officers couldn't get to me. I didn't take any other phone calls from realtors or from the bank. I literally spent the rest of the day handling stuff around with Ambit and got pretty jazzed up about it. That was kind of like my tipping point there. But, you know, I want to back up a little bit on the story because there is a nugget in there, which Mary kind of talked about just a little bit. But Brian McClure always talked about if you're going to set fire to a rope, you set the fire from under at the bottom of the rope, not the top of the rope. And we almost missed this opportunity. They were smart enough to get into our sphere of influence. And if that wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't be on this call right now. I don't know. I've only been approached about Ambit one other time in my entire career with Ambit, and it was about 7 years ago. And it was a gentleman that I actually prospected years before that, but he had forgotten that I prospected him. And I said, hey, I'm already in Ambit. He's like, really? How's it going? Are you doing pretty good? And I said, well, open up to this page in the Success From Home magazine, and there we are. So I've only been prospected one other time for Ambit. And I just realized that, you know, it was just a small window that we could have missed it. So if you're listening to this call right now, you didn't miss the window. I don't care when you started. You didn't miss the window. There's a lot of people that have missed the window. And regardless of the results you've produced up to this point in time, it doesn't matter. It starts now. This is when your new results start now, not what's already happened before or what you think might happen in the future. Your new results start right this second. And, you know, I look at when we really got engaged, it was during a time like this where it was one of the first times, if not the first time, that we did triple bonuses in Texas. And New York hadn't opened yet. New York wasn't going to open. It was going to pre-launch in May of 2007 and then launch in June of 2007. And we were obviously excited about New York. I had some family up there. We had some business colleagues we could connect with. And, you know, it's what got us to break loose from the mortgage business. And then by May of 2007, we shut our mortgages down. We had four offices in four states, and one was in Las Vegas, one was in Santa Clara, California, the other one was Birmingham, Alabama, the other one was in Dallas. And it was a really nice feeling to shut that operation down. And then, but listen, we weren't on Easy Street. We had to make that weekly check. We had to make that check hit every week because the residual was just a few hundred dollars at that point in time. There was nothing that was going to cover much of. So we had to make sure that we were putting people in the business. We were helping people put people in the business. We were helping people, you know, field whatever they need to do with their customer, you know, and make sure that they got trained up. And I think sometimes today one of the breakdowns that occurs in this, you know, somewhat of a mature organization is that there's so much information online. There was no YouTube really back then, that people weren't being flowed. There wasn't all these Facebook Lives. There wasn't Ambit University. There wasn't a bunch of live local trainings. I mean, there wasn't a live local training for a year in this. I mean, I think Ambition might have been the first training that actually occurred prior to anything else. And so I think we get new people get inundated, and they get so many different ideas that they don't know which direction to go. And my first instinct with anything is go to the people who have the greatest financial interest in my success, which is going to be your upline. Now, if you're in a situation where you don't have that connection, or there's a break in somewhat of the leadership, swim further upstream. And if that doesn't work, when I say go to a different stream, I don't mean change uplines. I mean, go find somebody that you can get some mentoring from, that you can get some coaching from.
You know, in the early days, we didn't have an active upline, and we literally had to go seek mentorship wherever we could. So we are huge proponents of going to the meeting after the meeting, because that's where we got all of our training. I mean, I remember the first time, I don't know if it was Dallas or New York or somewhere, that I heard people saying they were going to go grab dinner with probably Steve Thompson. Mm. I mean, that was who was building. And I said, can we go? And they're like, sure, come on. And so I tried to sit as close to Steve as I possibly could. And I would wait for an opportunity to ask him questions. And I said, Steve, can I ask you some questions? He goes, yeah, sure. And he was always so gracious with us. I had my little notebook, and I had all these questions about how to build a business. And they were specific. You know, it was, you know, specific instances like, you know, I've got this guy doing this, and I've got this guy doing this, and what can I do to have better results? And I would get coaching from him, and Richard would ask questions, and we would just find out as much as we could, and then we would take what we learned and we would apply it. And every time there was a leader who was making more money than we were making, we always made sure we were at the meeting after the meeting. We either got invited, or we invited ourselves, or we crashed it, and always made sure we sat as close to them as we possibly could, And I remember Steve Thompson was always so gracious with his training. Regina Gale was always so gracious with her training. Chris and Debbie Atkinson, always so gracious. Brian McClure. And so we always, you know, took what we learned and we applied it and we just took action. And that's how we honed our skill. You can watch all the videos in the world and that will help. But there's nothing like getting coaching about your specific situation and your specific verbiage and your specific prospective consultant that is really going to make the big difference for you. So if you've got a coded upline that is active, you reach out to them and you work with them and you blow up their phone and you call them every day and you take action every day. And you have to take advantage of what's in front of you. You know, Richard always says this, you're not just buying to get into a business. You're not investing just in a business. You're investing in a coaching and mentoring program. So go get coached and mentored. That's the beauty of this business is you've got that and you've got that accessible to you. And so I remember one of the greatest pieces of advice that Steve Thompson told me is I always wanted everybody to plug into the system. Like everybody should plug in the system. We got a system. It works. Do the system. And there was this one guy, bless his heart, he was in New York. He just sponsored people like crazy, never went to a meeting, never did a three-way call, never reached out to us, but he would sponsor people like crazy. And I told Steve, I'm like, he's driving me crazy. What do I do with this guy? He will not plug in the system. He says, let him do his thing. Don't mess with him. Just let him run. Stay out of his way. And everybody else who comes in the business, see what you can do with them. And it made all the sense in the world because I was expending all this energy trying to get this one guy to do something different while whatever he was doing was working. It just wasn't duplicatable. So Steve's coaching was try to find somebody else that he's brought in and see if you can help them duplicate and help them plug into the system. And if I was just watching videos, I would have never gotten that piece of coaching that was so invaluable for us at the time. And out of that piece of coaching, we plugged a ton of people into the business, into the system, who started duplicating and duplicating and duplicating, and our business exploded.
You know, one of the other things also that we did early on, I don't necessarily know where this got picked up from, but, you know, we always try to make ourselves available to help in any way, shape, or form, whether it was straighten chairs, help with reg table, you know, as we got a little bit more seasoned, we could, you know, one of us would speak in front of the room, but we were always trying to contribute something to that meeting or that event, and then we always just tried to bring more value than we were receiving. We just tried to make the room better than what it was, leave the room better than it was. I mean, anywhere I went, I mean, even when I go to the bathrooms, you know, I'm thinking of a prospect walking into the bathroom of this hotel and there'd be paper on the floor. I'd pick the paper off the floor. I still do that today. I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. I'm just saying it's just what I do. It's in my nature that when I walk into a place, my job
Richard, I don't hear you guys. Richard, other people are saying they don't hear you guys either. Come back.
Oh, can you hear us now?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how long you did this.
Wow, I have no idea what happened. Where did we get cut off at?
Gosh, I'm trying to think of the very last thing you said.
It was recent, right?
Yeah, it was recent. Yep.
Okay.
Well, it was about a minute ago.
Okay, that's fine. I got scared there. I apologize for that breakdown. I don't know what happened. So, you know, it's live. What do you expect, right? So stuff happens. So, you know, I was just saying that, you know, even to still this day, almost 13 years later, I'm still doing whatever I can to make the room better, or to make, you know, the prospect's experience better at an event or a new consultant. So it's always been a case of, you know, trying to find what brings value. And I think as a byproduct of that, you end up developing relationships with other leaders because they do see that you care about not just your stuff, but you care about the company as a whole.
You know, and the other thing is that when you're serving like that and just really being available, it automatically, organically creates a relationship. So I remember when Brian McClure was coming to Dallas to train on Saturday morning. He would drive 3 hours from Austin to get here, set up the room on Saturday morning, train all day, and break down the room on Saturday before he drove back to Austin. So Richard and I started coming early and helping him set up and staying late to break down with him, and it was just part of us contributing. And so a natural occurrence is Brian would ask us, how's your business going? And so while we're stacking chairs and taking out trash and plugging computers in and projectors, you know, he would coach us in our business, and we would tell him, okay, this is what's happening and what can we do better. And so organically what would happen is we developed a really great mentoring relationship. It didn't happened because we asked for it. It just happened organically. So a lot of times, because we were breaking down and we were helping, clean up after the training, we would go and have lunch together. And that was just a, hey, y'all want to grab some lunch? And so we would grab lunch and we'd talk about business. And out of that mentoring relationship created a really great friendship. And, you know, our families know each other. Our kids love Brian and Betsy. And that just grew over the last probably 10 years. Into that relationship. And people come up to me and say, will you mentor me? I said, this really doesn't work that way. You know, if you want to call me for coaching, that's great. I'm available, but I'm not going to reach out to you. There's no mentoring program. But if you ever want coaching or you want some kind of mentorship like that, I'm available, but you're going to have to generate it. So, you know, you've got people in your local area. I guarantee almost everybody on this call has some really great leaders in their local area, and it's a lot easier to get to know them than you think. And I think you just haven't reached out and you haven't stretched yourself to really just be available and be of service to people. And that's how you become known. And you can't do it just to get somewhere. You got to do it because it really is in your heart to do. So like I said earlier, we are going to be fielding some questions for anybody who's posting. Not very many questions posted so far, so we'll get to all of them. But on the Facebook page, Ambit Business Builder Call, just go on that page and post your questions, and we'll field as many questions as possible. But Brian Standish asked, best thought leaders outside of Ambit. So there's a lot of great leaders, not just in the multi-level marketing arena, but just really great leaders. And if you're really looking for a great thought leader, is the all-time great is Napoleon Hill. You know, as a man thinketh, I've read that multiple times. Richard and I have made our kids read it. We've gone through it paragraph by paragraph. It really does challenge and stretch your thinking. So we really love him. I've really gotten into, John Townsend. He wrote a book called People Fuel that just came out that's amazing. A lot of great thought leaders there. And we just did a Tony Robbins seminar that we love. He definitely thinks a lot like we think, he's kind of our people, because this whole life concept and having everything work, your health, your mind, your relationship, your finances. We always tell our team the goal is rich and fit, not rich and fat. So as you make money, take care of your body, take care of your health. Brian also asked, best advice for dealing with other MLMers. Listen, I always empower other people in their network marketing business. I never, ever try to play the comparison game. So if someone says, oh, this place is better than this place, I tell them, listen, if you're happy where you are, I wish you the best of luck. If you ever find yourself not happy, I'd love to talk to you, but I'm really not open to debating my company's better than your company. So I just don't even entertain that. I don't do that. Because there's no juice down there's no the no juice in it, whatever the juice in the squeeze or whatever I'm trying to say. It's not worth your time. It really isn't, because there's so many people out there that are not involved with network marketing that you can talk to. And there's a lot of people also that are involved, but they're open to talking to you because they're frustrated with the company that they're with. You know, and sometimes people's frustration has nothing to do with the company and everything to do with them. You know, if they're not building in their company, it may not have anything to do with the company. It may just be that they're not building it. So it doesn't matter what company they're with. They're not going to do it there. They're not going to do it here. So don't think that just because somebody's with such and such company, and every once in a while, you will find somebody where that company just isn't a fit for them. It's not a fit for their personality. It's not fit for their sphere of influence. So from time to time, you do find somebody with a really great company but in great activity, but it's just not a fit, you know. And so that's okay, too, but you don't have to beat somebody up about any of that stuff to try to make your network marketing thing sound better than theirs. So I just would not go there and make it a habit not to go there. Interestingly enough, I was in church today, and we had a psychologist speak. His name is Dr. Robbie. I don't know what his last name is, but anyway, he was talking about can't versus don't. If you tell someone I can't do that versus I don't do that, can't is a conditional thing outside of you. It's like something that someone put on you that you can't do that because it's against the rules. Saying I don't do that is now a personal thing. It's a personal value thing. It's a characteristic. It's a choice that you make. So when someone says, my upline says I can't talk to people about network marketing or other network marketers, that's outside of you. When you say I don't do that, that actually empowers you. It gives you power over your own standards and your own choices. So as a practice, I don't argue with other people regarding network marketing. I don't try to lure people from their network marketing company to our network marketing company. I always empower what they're doing. I always wish them the best of luck, and I always leave the door open. If you're ever open to taking a look, I'd love to talk to you, and leave it at that.
I'm going to chime in on two things just briefly on that. So I know Mary was talking kind of quick there, but she actually mentioned two books at the very beginning. One was an author, one was the book. When she said Napoleon Hill, she was referring to Think and Grow Rich. And then As a Man Thinketh is by the author James Allen. It's a short book, but each page is like deeper than, you know, the Grand Canyon. I don't know. He's a very deep guy. You can read one page a day, and I promise you, it would have you thought-provoking throughout the day. A lot of the people that she mentioned, you know, such as I follow Tony Robbins. We started recently attending some of his events. And, you know, I love Gary Vaynerchuk, who's just kind of a, you know, really get out there and do it kind of guy. And then there's other books that I get into that are, you know, whether they be leadership-based or just strategy-based. I mean, I love thumbing through Art of War by Sun Tzu, Art of War. You know, John Maxwell is always a favorite. You know, there's just some real things there inside of leadership that he breaks down very, very simply. So I think it depends on whatever it is you're trying to work towards. But I do believe that no matter what you're doing in the area of reading, if it's your industry, which is, you know, sales and marketing, network marketing, leadership-based, personal productivity-based, spiritual, I think any one of those, if you're diving into that material, whether it's a book, video, course, whatever it is, it's going to impact all areas of your life, including your ambient energy business. We just recently as a team spent about 8 weeks going through the book Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers, who's someone that's made tens of millions of dollars in another network marketing company. What was just fascinating about going through that book in a very slow fashion with the team is that a lot of what they do in their business is our system, but there's elements that are in there that we don't do, and some I liked and some I didn't like. The great thing about it is that he's also in a service-based business as well, so I just we enjoyed going through that, and I think a lot of our leaders did as well too. So So that kind of spends a little bit of time as far as all those books. On the part about other approaching other network marketers, I think Mary's right as far as where our line is on that. We don't ever try to pull somebody away. But what I always like to do is to find out, what do you like about it? You know, what attracted you to it? And I stay in touch with them. I stay connected with them. And even some of them, I buy their products or their, yeah, I don't have anyone I buy their service from, but, you know, sure, I'll test out a product. I don't mind it. And just because I'm buying a product doesn't mean I'm building their business. It just means I'm a customer because, you know, some of them are customers and some of them refer customers to us. So I believe that no different than in the marketplace, you can be, you know, you can have one type of business and another type of business, and those businesses can help each other as far as in the area of customer referrals and customer gathering. We don't have to be adversaries just because, you know, we're in network marketing and they're in network marketing. That means we're competing and the pond is very small and everything's very scarce. If I don't get every single one of them, I'm not going to win. And that's probably where the problem happens with a lot of network marketers is since they never created a really big written list and they've not done the work to go create and expand that written list or do what they need to do to empower and make themselves better, then they get scarce. They get a scarcity mentality and they start really holding on way too tight and they start making everything wrong.
All right, and then last question from Esther Diane Kirkham-Tolinska. Richard, can you finish the thought and story on going in the bathroom and picking up paper / prospecting?
I'm sorry about that. I didn't know where we got cut off. It was,
I don't think you were prospecting.
No, I wasn't prospecting in the bathroom picking up paper. I think what I was trying to get at is that wherever we go, whether it's an ambit event or not an ambit event, but primarily I was thinking that being at the hotel is I start looking at what's going to be a prospect's experience at that event. And if they walk into a bathroom that we're doing an event, there's paper on the floor, I pick it up. You know, if the sink's full with a bunch of water all over the counter, I'm gonna mop it up as best I can. I don't care what suit I'm wearing. My job is to make sure the experience of Ambit Energy is gold across the board. So that's what that was. I don't ever prospect in the bathroom in any way, shape, or form. I've never have, and I never will. I think it's dangerous.
I don't recommend it either.
I bet you a woman could do it. A man definitely cannot do it. It may sound sexist, but that's just not right. All right, guys. It is now 9:42. We forgot to hit record on the recording. So some of you leaders, I know you guys record it. If you recorded it, send me a message and let me know you recorded it so that we could upload it for Ambit Land to hear it again, the replay. So we apologize for that I forgot to.
And keep in mind, guys, corporate said they were going to do it if we hit the number with having at least 500 more registrations for Ambition. That was hit. They've now made a new promotion that ends on August 11th. So that's double bonuses in non-Texas markets, triple bonuses in the Texas market. That means it doesn't matter where you sponsor somebody or where somebody joins the business. It matters where they gather their customers.
Hold on, let me correct that. The bonus period ends August 9th on Friday. The online registration for Ambition ends on August 11th. So you've got enough time to get someone in the business, triple them, get them registered for Ambition, or single them, get them registered for Ambition, and then double or triple them, whatever the case may be in whatever state you're in. But, it is high time for you to go into Ambition with momentum on your side. So take advantage of these next couple of weeks to put some fuel on the fire. And if you have no fire, if you have just a little spark, throw some fuel on that. I guarantee you it'll start lighting up. So make sure you press in over the next couple of weeks. Push things to the wayside. If there are things that you can reschedule until after the 9th, reschedule it for after the 9th, dental appointments, doctor's appointments. If it can wait, let it wait and have all your waking hours be in building your Ambit business outside of your job, your family, your faith, but make sure you do that. And even with your family, sit down and say, okay, I've got 2 weeks to make something great happen, and during these 2 weeks, this is what I need from you, and this is what I can promise you.
you know, and here's the other thing also. I could spend an hour talking about this because it was this philosophy was honed into us very early on. There's a lot of consultants that will act very amateur during the month of August because they're thinking, oh, my gosh, ambition's coming. I it's a few more weeks away. They're going to roll out some really big bonus promotions. I'm going to wait to sponsor people after ambition. That is probably your single biggest mistake you'll make all year besides when you do that before simulcast. So you do not want to go into ambition flat-footed, dry, on your heels, whatever it is. You want to go into ambition with people in your business because wherever you finish up on this promotion is how you start the next promotion. If you finish this promotion flat, then you start the next one flat. That's not what you want to do. There are people that need to be in the business now. And I was always taught this one thing. You care more about the other person's check than your own. That means putting someone in the business now or putting someone in the business the week before ambition starts. If that means they're going to have a chance to be in the business and possibly get the ambition, it's more important for them, for their check, to have a great experience starting off their business than it is for me. It's not about me. You've got to care about the new person's check more than your own check.
And I promise you, if you get someone in the business now and they go to ambition, you'll make far more money through that leg than if you wait to put them in after ambition. So make sure that you're pressing in to get as much activity between now and then. All right, guys, 9:46. I'm going to unmute the lines to let everybody say good night and thank Deborah Gardner and Amber Hassett for being our hosts of the last few months.
Thank you.
This whole summer I've been glad to